from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Adam Spolane in as Clint is out, and Byron in as Tyler is out. Listen up and stay tuned with us. Kyle Tucker has spoken to the media. We will let you hear that coming up shortly. So stay tuned with us as Kyle Tucker has given an update himself. He's on the giving the update himself train, which is pretty good.
He spoke to reporters for 8 minutes, is very, very, I can assure you, that is very long for Kyle Tucker. And he gave some very long and detailed answers about this and very interesting stuff.
Yeah, so we'll let you hear that in just a bit. So stay tuned for that. Coming up here in a little bit, What You Watching, a segment we do every single Friday, What Shows You Watching. I see some people getting out in front of it right now. Text in 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can join in that way. I'll let you tell me. I know you've done some research after I threw the question out. And it reared its head again. This is the second time in the last few games for Brian Abreu that he has given up a bases loaded huge hit. Cleared the bases last night to give the Royals a lead there late, and then obviously the grand slam in Baltimore that was hit. I'm a visual person, as you know. This is very interesting. You're really numbers heavy. I am more what I see, eye test. And I don't know, it seems like he's not as aggressive. It seems like, I don't know if something, it really seems like since the Baltimore game, it seems like Abreu is just not just going after guys like it looked like. It seems like he's using his fastball, like at least as, not using it, but not as confident in it, right? And he's gotten beat on the slider, which I don't think is his best pitch. Maybe you disagree. I still think the heat he can bring when he places a fastball in certain spots is when he is really, really, really dangerous. Do we have a Brian Abreu problem here? Are you seeing something? Because I don't know. It just doesn't – the confidence level looks different to me.
I wouldn't say so based off of last night. I think you look last night, he got ahead of you know the Royals lineup better than me. Who was the guy who hit the ground ball?
Oh, Mikel Garcia.
Yeah, like he got ahead of Garcia, and he throws a good pitch to get that ground ball to third, and Shea Whitcomb just can't make the play. So, like, that doesn't worry me. He gets ahead again on Kyle Isbell, and Isbell hits a ball that has an expected batting average of 0.40. And, again, that's not, like, you want that. As a pitcher, you want a soft fly ball to left field to get you out of that inning. So, like, I look at the pitches that he threw last night. There was nothing middle. He threw some really good fastballs, especially in that first at-bat to Garcia, where they're just right on the edge to get ahead. Strikeout rate has gone down a little bit in August. They've leaned on him so much over the course of the year.
That could be it. That
I think
he's tired. I don't know, since that Baltimore, and even that, he just, like, for me, he is like one confident-looking dude when he gets out there. Like, yeah,
he's an imposing guy.
It looked like he's like, he almost sometimes comes off like, hey, I'll tell you what I'm throwing. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's thinking about things. I don't know. Visually, it just seems like the way he's carrying himself feels like he's less confident or something.
To me, his slider is his best pitch because that's the pitch that can really generate a lot of swing and miss. that pitch has been about what it was last year. It hasn't been quite as effective. The fastball has been bad this year. Right? Not bad. Bad isn't a good way to put it. But the fastball has not been nearly as effective this year as it was last year. And velocity's down. He was like a 97.6 velocity guy last year. He's at like 96.6 this year. So like that does have an impact. Fastball command, like yesterday, I thought fastball command was fine. Over the course of the season, it hasn't been great. But again, I think you look, the ERA is in the mid threes now. I mean, most of that is based off of the last week. Like, he was at like a 240 ERA before the game in Baltimore where things blew up. So, like, the Baltimore game for me was a bigger issue than what happened last night. Last night was just kind of, you know, if one guy makes a play, if one guy makes what should be a relatively routine play. I mean, the Whitcomb play's routine. The ball to left field with Gamble is not quite as routine.
Bad luck.
Yeah, so I think yesterday there was a little, yesterday's more bad luck than anything, but, you know, the stuff hasn't been quite the same. It hasn't been quite as dominant as it has been in the past. And I think some of that just might be they've overused him a little bit.
Yeah, that could be an issue. I don't know. Just his body language doesn't seem as the confident guy that he has been. All right, that is Adam Spillane. Again, as we said, we will have that audio up coming for you shortly with Kyle Tucker as he spoke to the media. As you said, he spoke for 8 minutes, gives an update on where he is right now. As we said, he looked better moving. We'll let you hear from Kyle Tucker here in just a bit. But it is Friday, and we do this at this time each and every Friday. A little bit of what you're watching. What are you watching? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. What you watching? My guy comes in and said, Rings of Power, Season 2 on Amazon Prime. I don't bang a lot of Amazon Prime.
I don't either.
I don't bang it up that much. There's a couple of things I watch on there. I don't do a lot of Amazon Prime. I've been on this Bad Monkey. Oh my God, I'm telling you, I would really, if Vince Vaughn is, I mean, he is stupid. He is hilarious. It's like a comedy drama. I don't want to give too much away, but it is, they got 4 episodes out right now on Apple. It is a really, really good show. I don't know how I feel anymore. I was binging the first 2 episodes, or the first 3 episodes, but this is one that comes out per week. I got to wait on the other one. But Vince Vaughn, boy, it's a strong one.
I haven't been really watching anything new here recently, but I have been rewatching the last season of Veep. I guess probably the last 2 seasons of Veep.
I tried to watch Veep like a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, I mean, I was like 7 seasons behind when I tried to watch it. It's funny. It's funny. Like, I think I watched most of the first season. I hadn't gotten through Veep, huh?
It changes so much over the course of the series. Because, you know, first season, she's kind of like a clumsy, incompetent vice president, and then all of a sudden by the end of it she becomes this like cold-hearted cutthroat politician. She becomes very different as the series moves along. She becomes corrupt, all this other stuff, like, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get elected president. That's how it kind of ends up. The show changes, like, she being Julie Louis-Dreyfus, who plays the main character, she changes so much over the course of the series. I think the end of it is better than the beginning.
They were winning Emmys for it all, like, when it was on all the time. That's what made me jump and try to start it, but I was just so far behind, I couldn't keep pulling it off.
Episodes are short, so
yeah,
get back into it.
I'll try to. Text line, King of the Hill. People still watching King of the Hill, huh? That is a show I never watched.
Never saw it.
I mean, I would see the commercials. This is probably a little ahead of your time, Byron. I would see the commercials on Fox all the time. I never, ever. Now, I know that, what is it? Shut up, Bobby. Whatever, Bobby, or whatever. Like, he says that a lot. But I ain't never watched. Oh, somebody. The Accident. I tried to watch this on Netflix. It was too much for me.
Never heard of it.
I don't want to give it away. Have you heard of The Accident, Byron? On Netflix. I'll give this up. Basically, they're throwing a kid's birthday party. They got the bounce house or whatever, and this huge storm starts to hit. This windstorm starts to hit, and they didn't have the things in deep enough for the bounce house. That thing just flew up, and just kids are just falling out of the sky. And I'm watching it now. Now they're trying to figure out what happened. I'm like, oh my god! Like, what? I had to cut it off about 30 minutes in. I said, this is a little too much for me. But I mean, it was,
the kids die.
A few of them did.
See, I don't like that stuff.
That was like,
I don't like the kids dying.
It was in Spanish, so I had to dub it in English. And I just didn't see it coming. These kids were coming and they're hanging off the thing. I don't want to give it away if you've seen it, but. It's like the number one or two movie or TV show on Netflix. That's why I jumped in and saw it.
I was watching Receiver.
That's good.
I think I'm on episode 4 of that right now.
That was real.
You know, the thing I like it. I wish they would have gone with like some lesser known guys. Like all these guys that they're following around are like all pros
and
pro bowlers.
At least one lesser known
guy. Yeah, let me get like one like slot receiver who's just trying to like hold on. Yeah, like that's Mechie's a really good one.
John Mechie would have been a really good one. That's some people said, finally getting around a quarterback on Netflix. Someone texted in the Steve McNair. I watched it. I was very disappointed. I think I'm just disappointed with the entire Untold series. I think they've got to be some of the worst documentaries, and they get me every time. I watch them because The Malice in the Palace, and they have
stuff you've seen,
and they have central figures there, like Reggie Miller was there, and Ron Artest was in it, and Jermaine O'Neal. But it's like they give themselves an hour, and they're trying to rush through it all. Like I'm sitting in there with the Steve McNair thing, and I'm like, they're trying to split it, and I'm like, hold on, how did we get here? And we got this Dave and Buster's in it. It was just done too quick. It should have been multiple episodes. So. Like they got the latest one on the Michigan spy. Mm-hmm. Coach. I don't know if I'm gonna watch that. Them Untolds are just they're just not.
The podcast about McNair was really good.
I have to
about
check
the murder conspiracy. That was really good, and that was like a 10 episode thing.
Yeah, I know Brandon Scott said he was watching that and watched it, didn't like it, but seen previous things on it. I'd never seen. Previous things on it. This is another one. Only Murders in the Building. I have thought about starting that, but I got to build up to Martin Short, Steve Martin. I gotta build up to it. Everybody says I haven't.
Do you watch Power?
No, I can't pay for stars. I'm just not gonna do it. Put my foot down. I hear Power is really really good. You watch Power?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the chapter 2 Ghost. The last 5 episodes, I think, are dropping next Friday, September 6th. So that chapter's about to end after those 5 episodes. Then I think chapter 3 and 4 are continuing. We're still waiting on them to announce chapter 5.
Yeah, I had. Everybody talked about this show was good. I just never.
I saw some video, some random video somewhere, and it was like the 5 like harshest prisons in the world.
That sounds like some stuff you would fold in.
So there's one. So there's one in Colorado where they keep like El Chapo and some of the terrorists, and then there's this other one in Russia, and it's called the Black Dolphin Prison. It's like right on the border with Kazakhstan, and I've just been watching videos on this thing nonstop. This is the wildest prison in the world.
What's wrong with
you? I don't know.
I thought you looked at me about Accident, and you got this in the chamber.
That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, no. This is just like a bunch of random YouTube videos
I think I saw something like that.
No, don't go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube and look up Black Dolphin Prison. It's this prison in the middle of nowhere in Russia. The inmates, when they transfer them like within the prison, they have to walk with their body at a 90 degree angle, and their heads are over their heads and they're blindfolded so they can be disoriented. This is a and the people wow. that are in this
and
prison
Adam,
are
and Adam
wild
said, God, let me get in on this one. And I'm even feeling bad because those kids are hanging down from the bottom from the damn slide on the thing.
I don't want to see kids die.
I don't either, but hey, 90 degree angles walking. Coming up, Dirty Daily.
Wow, let me tell you.
We'll let you hear Kyle Tucker coming up as he spoke with the media. We'll get you the latest on that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.